1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, rock. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, rock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight. Peaches, pumpkin, apple pie. There's a ghost in the graveyard. Ain't ready for it.
Normally he preaches them.
Yeah.
Lights at home?
Yeah, I'm gonna see the lights at home, yeah.
I'm gonna see the lights at home. Gone tales of a city he saw coming down. Where no sickness nor no death ever been known. And he said,
June 1983, University of Rome professor Alessandra Portelli traveled to Harlan County, Kentucky, in search of the class struggle in the United States. A literary scholar and political activist, Portelli has returned almost every year since to conduct oral history interviews that explore the shared memories and culture of people who live in an isolated corner of the Southern Appalachians. In October 1996, Portelli returned to Harlan to tape a new set of interviews with a portable DAT recorder and a stereo microphone. What emerged from these 3 days of recordings were a series of connections. Connections between the residents of Harlan County and people in third world nations, not only in their poverty and exploitation by outside business interests, but in their complex relationship to nature and in the importance they place on family and place. Connections between the violence of the rural South and the war in Vietnam, where so many young Kentuckians fought during the 1960s and 1970s. Connections in a shared search for the meaning of life by Portelli in Rome, Italy, and his friends in Cranks Creek, USA. In Harlan County, Kentucky, Portelli found a world in which death and the supernatural are a constant presence. Here, too, he recognized the broad sweeps of American history, of a people who grew up on a wilderness frontier, who watched the Industrial Revolution come and go, and who now confront the forces of the post-industrial world. What began as a search for the class struggle in the United States has over the years expanded into a complex story of an extraordinary people and of a researcher who has found new roots. Welcome to I Can Almost See the Lights of Home, a field trip to Harlan County, Kentucky.
I can almost see the light of the sun. I can see them gathering round the white flag. You bet my savior in a wonderful world. I can almost see the light of home.
John told about the city that he saw coming down, where no death nor no sorrow would ever be found. And he said we could all go there through his wonderful words and forever to live in this heavenly home. And then he said, I can almost see the lights of home. I can see them gathered around the great white throne. Then it's called next verse, it said,